Well, the Notts game here at the right side round has finished in a draw, and Richard Dawson is with me. A determined batting effort on the last day to make sure that there were never any devils in the cupboard, so to speak.
Yeah, we had a bit of a ropey start with two early wickets, and then Graham and Denny put on a decent partnership there, and then obviously Colonel and Jiver as well at the end, just with a couple of 90 partnerships. So yeah, it was a tough day's cricket, and I thought Jiver batted exceptionally well.
He made the point earlier in the game that he hadn't contributed much with the bat so far this season, on his own admission, but today his best score of the season and a long knock as well.
Yeah, he did. He batted 200 and odd balls and ground it out today to make sure that we saved the game. So it was a really good effort, and obviously he contributed massively with the ball when we were bowling.
The pitch obviously was a lot of the talking points of the match. It was not difficult to stay in, but it was difficult to score. So at what point today did you feel that you'd broken the back of what you needed to do?
You didn't. Not while they've got a 230 lead. You're always thinking, well, you put two more wickets on it, then you never know. They second new ball, they'll put pressure back on you, and then they're back into the game. So no room for complacency today at all. We had to see it all the way through.
But when you got ahead, you must have thought, actually, that was a job well done then.
Yeah, it was, yeah. And obviously, there were only a few overs, though, 10 overs left after that. So, yeah, it was good to get past their total, and it was good just to see the game home.
There is this break before you go to Hove. Is there a degree of sort of taking stock of what's happened so far this season during that period?
Yeah, it's definitely. We've played a lot against some very good teams, and we can learn a lot from what those teams do, and hopefully put that into practice in our own performances, but also from an individual point of view. Lads can now reflect on what we've done. We can reflect on what we need to improve on and make sure that we're still improving and be ready for that Hove game, which is going to be a tough competition.
You have used the word scrap quite a bit lately. I suppose from a determination and teamwork point of view, that's one of the things to come out of this match in particular, is that you've really battled hard against a team that are probably going to go up.
We didn't do enough of that at Trent Bridge. And it's one thing we wanted. We wanted people to stand up and not be overawed by playing against Nottinghamshire. And we had different people. Rodders in the first innings with his 96. Jiver, Denty. I thought Cromar's bowled really well as well in this. We had people all perform and put their hands up and say no and take responsibility, which is really good.
And I suppose when you come to that Hove game in a couple of weeks' time, you've got Gareth fit again, Phil Mustard able to keep you, so you've got choices in terms of captain, choices in terms of keeper to make, and a busy schedule ahead of you. Is there going to be some sharing out of that responsibility, do you think?
Well, that's something that I've got to think about next week. We'll have a think, and we'll see where we're at as a squad. There's a lot can happen within 2 weeks, I know that for a fact. We'll answer some of those questions at the time, I think.
And just lastly, with no Andrew Tye, do you hope that you can still have a second overseas play for the T20?
Yeah, I'm hoping so. I'm still looking and hoping so. So that's another thing that I've got to do in the next week or so.
It's going to be frenetic when you actually sort of report back for duty, isn't it? You go to Hove and then you've got to Cheltenham for a busy schedule and then headlong into the short form cricket.
Yeah, it is. This is when it gets to the business end of where we need lads to all be ready to perform at the drop of a hat, and it's a tough schedule both mentally and physically. So we need to be prepared, and we need to take on these challenges. So it's something that we know. Something that we've just got to deal with.
And to that end, good to go into it off the back of a good effort, which has got you some points.
Definitely, it's tough 4 days, but happy that we can walk away with having played some decent cricket and taken a draw out of it.
Thanks, Richard.
Cheers, mate.